Storm Lake St. Mary's girls picked up a win over Remsen St. Mary's 43-42. Coach Jessie Bibler's voice is not all there tonight, so she has assigned one of her seniors, Trisha Lenhart, to join us here at halftime. Trisha, congratulations. Have you had enough of these one-point games here the last week or so?
Yeah, they're just too close to comfort for me, and they're just... Oh, man, they're just very nerve-wracking.
Well, it's exciting when you win them, though,
right,
which
yeah.
you did tonight. So
sure.
Tell me about this game overall from your perspective.
Well, overall, I think we played well until kind of the second half when they started to put more pressure on us, and we tend to kind of freak out a little bit. But I think we kept our composure and kept fighting until the end. We just didn't give up and roll over. So.
Yeah, you led by 9 going into that fourth quarter, but they turned up the full court pressure. Having 2 players on the bench and eventually, in Lizzie's case, foul out certainly didn't help matters as you were even more shorthanded coming in tonight with Jessica Sandoff unavailable. But did the coaches tell you anything on the bench during one of those timeouts in the fourth quarter as far as handling the pressure is concerned?
Yeah, they just said that we just got to keep our composure the whole time and just, work hard, and we know what we can do, and we just got to go out there and execute.
Well, it was a back-and-forth game in the first half. 5 ties, 3 lead changes. You go up 2 points into halftime, and what was going on in that third quarter when you built what seemed to be a pretty secure lead at the time, 28-19?
Yeah, I think when we came back out after halftime, we just got really comfortable with our offense, and we just knew that we had to get it done and keep pushing.
But Remsen St. Mary's, down by 9, they fought back to take a six-point lead, but you made several plays in the fourth quarter as Trisha had a team-high 16 tonight, 6 points coming in the fourth quarter, and... Let's see, you had a basket which made it 36-34. They were up 37-34. And how about Olivia Shaler? Can you believe that shot hit went in on the near side?
Oh, some English on that shot?
No, wow.
I was so excited when she made that shot. I was just like, yes, that'll way to take that. And that was a great moment in the game for us, I think, right there. That really got the rest of our team going, especially to kind of keep pushing to know that we are still in it. And I think it really helped.
I couldn't agree more. That was a big turning point in your favor as she finished it off with a 3-point play to tied at 37. They got the lead back quickly, but then Emily with the bucket, and he never trailed again at that point as you got the go-ahead basket, 41-39. And he had a free throw then later with 18.2 to take a 1-point lead. Emily making 1 of 2 to make it a 3-point advantage. They miss a 3, but get the 2 after that, but not enough. And you escape with a 1-point win. So tell me, guarding their 5'11 post player, Haley Delperding, tonight, she had 10 points, but none in the first half as you shut her down really well for a while. Talk about what that matchup was like for you and what you were trying to accomplish.
Well, I gave her a lot of credit. She really worked hard down low, and after the first half, I thought I would have her and she would just be done, but she kept fighting down low, and I just knew coming into this game that she'd be a tough opponent, and I had to keep working the whole game, and she'd give it to me, and she did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gave it right back, though, with 16 points, as mentioned. Are we happy with your play individually overall here tonight?
I think this game was good, and, I mean, there's a few bunnies, that you missed, but what are you going to do about those, But, yeah, you always got to keep improving, too, game after game, so.
So now your 6th victory of the season. Coach Bibbs telling me you would like to double your win total from last year. You're getting there, but you've improved on it. So how do you feel about things overall in that regard?
I feel pretty good about them. I think we could definitely do that if we just keep working hard and executing our game plan. I think we'll be good.
Yeah, it's Sioux Central on the schedule tomorrow, but we're not planning on that with the blizzard-like conditions hitting our area. So going to make those up on Saturday if you have to. And so Sioux Central is next up. So Trisha Lenhart joining us here at halftime. So homecoming week was a couple of weeks ago. This last week, was it kind of tough getting back to normal after all that fun?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely like, you know, that homecoming week where teachers just kind of let us kind of, you know, slack off a little bit, and then you have to come back and actually do work, and it's like, nah.
Feel free, probably. Do your own thing. But
Yeah, right.
Last week, back to reality, but now it's Catholic Schools Week, so kind of another homecoming almost.
I know, yeah, it's just kind of like another flip-flop back into it.
Yeah, so. What do you look forward to? What excites you most about this week, if you had to narrow it down?
Dude, that's kind of a hard question. I mean, there's just so many things that go on this week. You know, we also have more dress-up days that we get to do. And
I don't know if you're going to – well, PJs are scheduled for – tomorrow. I don't know if school's even looking like just keep the PJs on at home,
keep them on
probably. So Armed Forces Day, dress in do you got camouflage or red, white, and blue?
Oh, I definitely have some camouflage.
You got some camouflage?
Yep, I definitely got that.
So you're good to go there. So lots going on with Catholic Schools Week. So Tricia, it was only, what, a week and a half since we spoke for homecoming. I'm guessing you haven't decided on a college in that amount of time yet. Do you have a target date in mind for that?
Oh, I'd like to know by March at least, you know, kind of before I graduate. But, I mean, you never know. We'll see, I guess, what kind of happens.
All right. Tricia Lenhart, congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.